Oh, by the way, going back a little bit, well, maybe not. It's a source of most fair hearings. I don't know how that got there, but I'm sure it's my mistake. Allison Everhart put some of this together, and I put the other part, and I'm sure this is my problem. But the citation of the government code is actually the section that talks about administrative and judicial reviews. So you can strike that when you get it and just ignore it for that particular issue. Appeal timeframes, it's basically it depends on the program. Typically it's 90 days. Although with the MCO cases, there's some weirdness with the internal review part. So, but basically it's 120 days from the date of the notice when the internal review upholds the adverse determination. In other words, the client does not get what they're requesting, whether it's for prior authorizations that's denied, which, oh, by the way, that is a reason that they can also appeal as a denial of prior authorization. I'll talk just briefly at the end about what we're doing with regard to the new legislation, which right now I can't tell you much because they're still in the putting it all together. Excuse me. Fair hearings are not available for some programs. And, I misspoke. Fair hearings are not available if the case action is due to a change in state or federal law that impacts across the board people that are on that particular program. Now, there may be a hearing or a pre-hearing conference if the person files an appeal to give the opportunity for the hearing officer to determine whether this person is not really part of that group and therefore should not have been negatively impacted, or which case they could pursue an appeal. Or if they are, then they would advise the client, the appellant, that they can't go forward with the appeal. Managed care, as of, this is 2017, and I frankly just didn't have an opportunity to follow up with this like I should have, but 92% of our Medicaid clients were in managed care in FY 2017, and so that is probably either the same or maybe has gone up a little bit. As I mentioned, there's a requirement for an internal appeal done by the MCO, and the client just requests that they have, but it is required before they can request a fair hearing. So once the internal review is done, they will get a response back from the MCO saying either yes, you're right, we were wrong, and we're going to do what you asked, or no, and then the person has the has the right to request a fair hearing. There's also just briefly, there's a complaint process for MCO clients, and I'm not, because it doesn't touch on fair hearings or administrative reviews, I'm not familiar with that. But I'm sure that if you have questions, I can figure out somebody for you to talk to about it. Okay, who are they? Who are your hearing officers? They are typically not people who have legal background, meaning graduated from law school, or have medical or clinical backgrounds. However, they are knowledgeable about the policies and programs that they hear cases on, and a lot of times they know more than the agency representative who's presenting it, because a lot of these folks have been caseworkers either in MEPD or Texas Works, which is the SNAP, and Kids Med and Pregnant Women Medicaid, both. So they do know a lot more sometimes. However, it's recognized that some of these cases, and you can read into this, these are going to be like the prior authorization for private duty nursing and that sort of thing. Those are going to be assigned to a lead hearing officer or someone who is a senior hearing officer. And so that the idea is they have more sense of how things are going. A lot of those do include attorney representation. So, and the senior officers, hearing officers, have more experience in controlling the hearing, quite frankly, and making sure that everybody behaves appropriately, which I confess to you, sometimes that's not the case, unfortunately. We also do regular training for the hearing officers. I'm sometimes part of that, and I am again now that I've moved over to the appeals division. The statistics. Fair hearing officers do hearings for 169 different assistance programs and issues. That is a whole lot of workload. For the last 12 months, ending in May, they had the appeals department, the fair hearing department, had received 22,764 requests for appeal. Those may not all go for appeal, but they are always all, they're assigned to a hearing officer who then is going to send out, set the hearing and send out the notices. So even if that hearing ends up going away or the person doesn't appear or whatever, they have still at least done the work for 22,000. For the last 12 months, there have been 882 of the administrative disqualification hearings. Those are the fraud cases. MEPD appeals 6,281, and then it breaks down into Medicaid eligibility and the Medicare care sought cost share and that sort of thing. Those obviously don't add up to 22,000, but that's where the other types of cases come in. Clients are eligible for continued benefits if they appeal within the time frame set out, and it the time frame for financial Medicaid eligibility is going to be basically 10 days from the date of the notice, but they give mail time, so it usually ends up being 13. However, for the waiver programs and some other types of medical programs, it's going to be the before the effective date of the notice. So there's sometimes it may not be as clear as it could be, but the important thing, take-home lesson that y'all need to know and to get to your clients is they need to appeal, if they want to appeal, they need to appeal as soon as possible after they get that notice. Because if they don't, they may miss that deadline for getting continued benefits.